Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Investing in Shares, written by Paul Clitheroe in association with Chris Walker and read by Kate Hood. There was a time, not all that long ago, when if you asked people in the street what they thought about shares, the majority responded with either, "I don't think about them at all," or "They're not much good." Indeed, as recently as the mid-1990s, only about one in five adult Australians invested in the share market, and the images many people associated with share ownership were those of market calamities and stockbrokers in top hats leaping from buildings clutching the latest bad market news, or desperate shareholders, eyes and veins bulging, neckties askew, yelling down the telephone lines to their brokers, "Sell! Sell! Sell!" Fortunately, these dire depictions bear no resemblance to the share market experience of most shareholders, assuming they are long-term shareholders, that is. Like the other mainstream investments of property, cash and fixed interest over time, shares have produced very healthy returns, despite occasional market reversals and even free falls. These days, it really is pleasing to see that share ownership has grown to the point where just over 50% of adult Australians can claim to be shareholders, either directly or indirectly through managed funds. This turnaround is partly because our knowledge of shares increased dramatically during the 1990s, and we've become more confident about dealing with them. But the sale of familiar government organisations, such as the Commonwealth Bank, Telstra and Qantas, and listings of one-time mutuals such as AMP, NRMA and Colonial, with which we feel comfortable, has encouraged many more of us to take up share ownership.